Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined us today. Today we have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Leslie Wright, and she owns the company Parties with Leslie. Leslie, are you here?
I am.
Yay. I am so excited that we get a chance to chat today. And I know that this show may be a little bit smaller than normal, but whenever you have to leave, just let us know. But we want to start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Erling.
Uh-oh. Hello? Your phone is breaking up.
Okay. Hello?
Okay,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Yes.
Okay. Look, I'm standing outside on one foot. I'm originally from Maryland, Landover, Maryland. I moved to North Carolina in 1998. I am a PK kid, so my father started out in ministry and then for a very short time was a pastor. And I always grew up around celebratory people. We just partied all the time. But I never knew, you know, that I would end up being an event coordinator. Originally, as a little girl, I wanted to be a teacher. And so and then I went on later on to get some schooling, and I graduated from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and wanted to write for Essence Magazine and quickly learned that I'm a better speaker than I am a writer. So for listeners out there that can empathize, yeah, if your papers were, like, marked up in red in college, I feel you. I'm still in counseling. I just a horrible, horrible writer. I've never been good at grammar, any of that stuff, just whatever. I'm going to write what I think, you know. And it wasn't until a college professor told me, you know, you should maybe look into communication studies and just that broad spectrum, because that way you kind of pave your own way within the larger spectrum of careers that are offered. And so I did just that, graduated with honors, and I had really amazing jobs, worked for UPS and attorneys and all sorts of people when I graduated from college. And so every chance I get, I thank God and my university. It really set me up for a wonderful thing, but I didn't quite know the full setup at the time. And so it wasn't until about 2 years later, fast forward, that me and a former friend had started Parties by Leslie. She was up against trying to finish paying for college, and I just wanted more cash. And so we got into prayer, and we started researching, and I said, you know, there's no way that people are getting paid to party. There's nobody doing that. You know, you have birthday parties and family reunions, and you just never think that the coordinator is getting paid. You just think they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart, you know.
Absolutely.
And so we started doing our research and found that people were actually making a beautiful life and a living being wedding and event coordinators. And so we said, let's take a stab at it. And within our first 6 months, we were booked solid. We were doing events for $100, if you can believe that. Any event planner out there now would just pass out. But we were just thirsty to learn the business, to learn the industry, and to be among the people who we wanted to service. And so God had placed on my heart very soon that we were going to deal with small emergency budgets is what we call it, people that just have very little but want a lot, from birthdays to weddings, you name it. And so our target demographic is those with $5,000 or less. And so, you know, with planning a wedding, sometimes that's just the dress and the food, you know. And so we've kind of coined ourselves as the 911 event coordinators for the East Coast. We take on the extreme situations that most event coordinators would not. We thrive in that. We thrive in small budgets and making them look like millions. We just love what we can do because we know with God we have favor. And so that's how we go in to negotiate for our clients. And so that's where I am. 8 years later, I've been on TV and traveling. I've been to Canada, you name it, 18 cities on my own self-proclaimed tour, 32 years old, single mom, and so here I am.
Wow, this is exciting, you guys. I hope you heard. She gave us so many nuggets, so many things to just really consider, you guys. One of the things that I want to just really let you know about and just really, you know, stick a pin in it right there. It's just her belief that she could do it, you guys. One of the things that I know is if we believe, it shall be. But if we don't believe, it will not happen, you know. So she just believed that she could get paid to party. I love that. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So that is a great idea. Well, tell us a little bit about the event. Tell us who this event targets.
Absolutely. Let me know if you can't hear me. I'm literally running from my bathroom, doing my hair, out to my porch to make sure you can hear me.
Okay, well, I'm good.
Ladies Night In is an 8-city tour. It's 4 years old, and I've traveled up and down the East Coast to also include Canada, like I said before, empowering women to start their own business. My whole life work is women who cringe and sit on jobs Monday through Friday that they hate. There's nothing better than God giving you a very clear vision of what he has for your life. And so that's who I was born for. So my whole goal is to meet as many women as I possibly can that hate their jobs and want better. They have something that stirs up in them every Monday morning. They know they should be working for themselves. They know they should be doing it for themselves, but they're either terrified that, you know, they won't be able to make the same income. That's number one, right? Nobody wants to lose their car and their house making crafts, you know. But number two is the fear of no support. And so what I do is I create small and intimate gatherings of about 100 women or less, depending on the city. And we just kind of come together and we empower you to just get started. We push you right off the ledge and say, no, you will start today. Monday will be a new day for you because we always do them on weekends. And it's just a big empowering session. So think tank, you shop, you eat, you dance. But it is a incubated space. We don't do them in huge arenas on purpose. We could, but we don't. Because we know also that a lot of women that are kind of on the fence or straggling don't need the world to know, you know. And so we create small intimate gatherings so that women can come together and speak freely and don't feel like they have to step up to a podium to tell their life story.
Yeah.
And so we kind of open the floor, and we've created that niche for the woman that just may be a little bit shy or embarrassed that she's failing and falled or, you know, in business once before even. You know, and is trying to do it again. There's all sorts of variances and amongst that spectrum of a woman leaving her full-time job or leaving her job or corporate America, as they say, and moving into the entrepreneurship world. You know, there's all different stories kind of grouped in there, and we try to capture as many as possible.
That is amazing. Well, tell us about the title. Is it Ladies in Dimes?
Mm-hmm. Right. The title is Ladies Night In. You'll always see Ladies Night In as the coin throughout this year. And it's my farewell tour. So it's my last tour. We're moving on to Service Men, actually. So I got to come back on your show for that. But we want to do a men's night and travel with that. But Ladies Night, is with it being our last tour, I was sitting in a service about a year ago. And a minister had come to my church to minister, and he said, you know, in the next year, and he said, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but if you don't put your money where it's supposed to be, then your entire empire will fall. And I just kind of sat there like, oh, God, was that for me? I do the best I can. You know, you sit in church and you're like, Jesus, was that for me? You know, and so I knew that there were some things on our checklist that we were just not accomplishing. Every entrepreneur has that checklist, and we don't like to talk about that checklist too much, but it does exist. And so I found myself saying, okay, well, Lord, you know, we could be doing a little bit more with our money over here, and we could be spreading it a little bit more over here, and we could be more community-driven and more giving in certain areas. And, you know, you're blessing me so much, but have I really met the quota, if you will, or met the standard of giving that would be pleasing to you? You've blessed me with so much, but am I giving, am I pouring out enough? And so Dimes is an event that will really begin to check your whole lifestyle from your personal life to your business life to say, hey, you've been blessed a whole lot, but are you giving a whole lot? Do you know what it means to give? Do you know, you know, I hear people talk about all the time, and it just makes my heart cringe about how they don't give to the homeless or the people standing on the side of the corner at Walmart or what have you because they're worried about what they're going to do with the money. Well, that's not quite God-like. You know, if he worried about what we were going to do with his favor and his grace, he wouldn't have given it to us.
So
who are we to judge, to give effortlessly, but also to help women generate income? And that's kind of bringing it full circle back to what it means to be an entrepreneur. Let me show you that if you just step out on faith, that God will honor that, and he won't let you miss one dime. I make way more money working for myself than I ever did for any of the jobs that I thought I loved so dear.
Yeah,
you know, and so he will honor that, and it's, and he'll begin to open your mind about different ways of making money and how to finance yourself. And so we got all different topics. We got women's empowerment and how to just empower yourself to get started. Cheryl, I think you're going to hit home on that, how to just get it done. You know, the things that you have, make them work for you. Then we have Lakeisha, who's social media, how to make money online. God knows I'm excited about her insight because that's what I do. 98% of my business is done online, so I'm excited about any woman that can give me extra nuggets in that regard. And then we have Jessica, who's coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, just for little old me. She will be in there to kind of get you hype and get you started and get you thinking about what it means to network to your money. That sometimes, you know, there's times where it warrants a check and times where it warrants networking. And do you know the difference? Do you know when to charge? Do you not know? You know, because all of us, we get charge happy, I think, sometimes. We're quick to send an invoice, but we don't care about the influence. So I'm not going to give it to you all right now. You got to come. It's a completely free expo in Dallas, Texas at the Best Western. You got to come to just experience all of that in one room. Can you imagine?
Absolutely. And I am so super excited about it because not only is it a good thing when women get together, you guys, but we're doing something that could change your life. And it's so important that we reach out and help women. I know for me, I've been in business for 10 years, and it has been an incredible ride. This company has seen $6.4 million happen while I've been, you know, here and just really honoring people and serving people out of my love for them. You guys, and I hope you hear that. I serve from love. Yes, it's wonderful to have a contract, and it's wonderful to get state money. But guess what? Half the people that I serve can't even speak English. And you guys, that is truly a testament about what God can do. When God has something for you, it doesn't matter if the people don't even speak your language. You can still help them and show them love, because what I found out is love is universal. Love can conquer anything, and people are wanting, you know, to really have companies and different people serve them out of their love and serve them out of a genuine heart. So I know that to be true just from my own life. So I am super excited about this conference on Saturday evening. Tell us about what time it starts and exactly the address if you have it.
Absolutely. I don't have the address on hand. Get it from Cheryl. Okay.
Well,
okay, that'll
great.
Be the homework.
I'm going to put it in the show notes. Yeah.
Right, right. If you listen to the show, you'll know where we'll be. That's how I do my
there
talk show host. I say, you know, listen to the show. We're at the Best Western. It starts from 7 to 10. So you say, Leslie, that's not a whole lot of time. But I know that when God's in the midst, he doesn't need a whole lot of time to do what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's from 7 to 10 p.m. this Saturday. Cheryl will be there. I'll be there. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. That link closes this Wednesday. This Wednesday, we have to do that for food prep. And so get your ticket.
Absolutely. And I will put all of that in the show notes. Well, I just wanted to find out from you, how do you encourage entrepreneurs, future entrepreneurs and struggling entrepreneurs, to just hold on and let God allow them, you know, to see the growth, to see things happen in their life?
Right. Well, I used to say get a journal and write, you know, but what happens when nothing comes to you? Or what happens when you have three and four journals worth of notes and there's still no one calling to help you bring those to fruition? And my mother always told me, you know, you look to man a lot, but make sure you look to God more. And so what I would say is to institute 1 hour of prayer. I'll be doing it when I get off the air with you. And just pour it out. Lay it on the line and say, God, I want to do this business, but I'm scared. He's the only one that you can be transparent with without the judgment, okay? So I'm scared. I don't know that I'll be able to pay my house note, my car note. You know, we got two kids in school. Not that God needs to be reminded of any of that, but sometimes he just needs to hear it from you. He needs you to put it out on the line, and so do 1 hour of prayer. And I promise you, it'll change your life. It'll come to you, and you'll get the bravery out of nowhere. It'll just hit you. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always tell women, too, how sick and tired are you? Because when you're sick and tired, as women, we change something. We do something different. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to get to your sick and tired place. I can't clock into this job not another day. That's the woman I want. That's the woman I want, you know. I want the woman that's sick and tired. Because if you're not sick and tired, we're just going to play with it. And who has time to play?
You know? Oh, my goodness. That is so true. Sick and tired place. That is it, y'all. And I just encourage you. I know, Leslie, you probably, do you need to go now? Are you good for
rocking and rolling in the background.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, great. I didn't want to mess up your plans, definitely.
No.
I just wanted to find out from you. Tell us about a challenge that you had to overcome and what you learned in the process. And it can be personal or business, but here's what I know. On this call, I have about 4,000 listeners that listen on a regular basis, and I know someone is going through a challenge, either a loss of a loved one through death or divorce, or they could just be going through bad financial times or just really not have found their way in life. So tell us, what would you say to them?
I would say, well, that was a twofold question, so I'll answer the first one. The first one was what has been a challenge, and I think probably my biggest challenge that I still grapple with, Cheryl, is making everyone happy. I was brought up with happy-go-lucky people. I tell everyone that I was the Cosby Show. I was the Cosby Show. I had a mom that worked, and she dressed to the nines, and she did that thing. And then I had my dad, who was more of the visionary and was in the church and but worked at night, and my brother and my sister and all these influx of people that were always at our house. I watched that show in tears now to see what Cosby is going through, but that's another show. But that was my life growing up. And so I don't care what anybody says about him. They can't take those years, you know, for what we saw him for on TV. And so, but as I got older and as I began to come into my own and as I began to really understand what entrepreneurship life was, and I always grew up studying Martin Luther King. He was the second person right under Jesus in our house as far as the words and the studying that we were to do to become the great people that we are. And so I followed the Martin Luther King family as a young girl all the way up into my adulthood. I still will buy the books. I still go to the museum and pay homage and sit at that fountain at their feet, even in their tombstone. I have that much respect. And one thing that I learned from my father and Martin Luther King in his life, and even Coretta's life, I began to follow hers after his passing and just all her memoirs, is that if you sign up to be a leader, you're also signing up every now and then to be alone. And that's something that will grapple and really perplex the woman or the man that is a social being. Because if you're social like me, you grow up like, well, why doesn't everyone like me? Well, why don't you want to tag team with me? Why don't you want to partner with me? Why don't you want to run this race with me? But you quickly begin to categorize people, unfortunately, and there's a lot of different books out there to say, you know, place people in a categorization. Don't, you know, there's two sides to that conversation. But I'm a firm believer with both feet on the ground that you better begin to categorize in some shape, form, or fashion who's your friend, who's an associate, who's family, and who's ride or die. And sometimes those people begin to really fluctuate as you grow up, and you quickly realize that not everybody's going to be for you. Now, for some people out there listening, that was an easy thing to swallow. But for me, rocked my whole boat. You know, I didn't know until I probably got into even maybe after college. Cheryl, that's how great of a life I've had, thank God. That even after college that I started meeting people that just didn't like me for whatever reason. You know, and so I had to go into my prayer closet. Like, well, Lord, you raised me to be this person, this person, this person. I've done all of that. What is it? You know, and so it wasn't until I got a little older that the scripture about being separate, you know, that you're in this world but you're not of it, really begins to resonate with you a little louder. And then when you become an entrepreneur, it screams at you. So, you know, so I would say that the biggest challenge was understanding that it's okay. It is okay that not everyone follow, likes, and high five you. That was probably my biggest challenge, believe it or not.
That
I can deal with money.
Amazing.
I can deal with a lot of stuff. I can't deal with slander. I can't deal with upset. I can't deal with, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm still in my prayer closet about. You know, well, Lord, what happened here? You know, I'm still very emotional being in that regard. The second part of your question was, what would I say to the person that is struggling That 1 hour of prayer, I keep going back to that because I didn't always do it. And this season of my life, I'm doing it. My life coach challenged me to do 1 whole hour uninterrupted, no phone, no TV, no children, no nothing. Put them on the bus and say goodbye. You know, get into that 1 hour. And it was influenced, obviously, from War Room. And so she said, you know, I'm going to teach you to look at your life in a completely different way, and you'll never be the same. And she did for the season in my life that she was in. And she taught me that all of this is spiritual warfare. And I never looked at my life as that. I quickly understood through her teachings that I had always been a medic in my life. You know, I always came with the 911 truck. I'm out there on the battlefield bandaging people up. That's what I do. You know, I don't want to pick up the gun and shoot. You know, but you learn very quickly that if you don't begin to learn how to pick up the gun and shoot, that you will be fired at. And every now and then, you may not get back up. And if God does allow you to get back up, you won't get back up quite as assembled as you once were. So you better learn to shoot. You better learn to shoot. Crying is fine for a season. But there is a season of fight as well. And God is calling to stand up his people to fight. That's why War Room came out. I believe that there's a season for all these films that come out. And if you don't catch it, everybody else will. There's a season to fight as well. And so we have to learn how to fight, but we have to learn how to fight the right ways. And that's why when I watched that movie for the second time, it completely changed my life, because at first I thought it was all about prayer. No, no, it's all about fighting. Do you know how to fight the right way? You know, we're so accustomed to fighting one another, and we've completely missed who we're supposed to be fighting. So it brings me back to the first point, that there's a reason why folks may not like you or may not high-five you, but it's not them. It's the spirit in them. It's all spiritual warfare. So I said, oh, okay, now this all makes sense. So there's somebody out there that needs to fight. You've cried for a lot of seasons. You've cried for a lot of seasons. People have picked you up off the prayer room floor, off your church floor. You've been crying on that same pew every Sunday about the same stuff. But there is a time where God will say, well, I'm right here. Why does she keep crying? I'm right here. I'm right here. Get up off the floor. That's what I want to say. Get up off the floor. Somebody need to get up off the floor this morning, Cheryl. Get up off the floor, get sick and tired, and fight.
Yes. You guys, I hope you guys are hearing what she's sharing with you and the love that she's sharing it within her heart, you guys, because that's what it's all about, us being just that light to other people. But also just sometimes we have to say, girl, okay, enough.
Enough.
You have cried enough. Okay, he is gone. Don't even worry about him leaving.
Don't
I have heard
Cheryl.
That a million times. And especially it's difficult because people want to say, oh, well, you don't understand. I've been married for 29 years, but guess what? I still understand relationship pain, you guys. Everybody has been in a place in their life where things have not been what they wanted it to be. So I just believe that we have to be women that just say enough and want to, you know, do the right thing. And like Leslie said, pull out our gloves and get in the fight. It's time. It's time to stop crying and start fighting. So I love that. That is amazing. So you guys, if you can see that this is going to be a true indication of what we're going to experience on Saturday night. And I tell you, I know there are a million and one things going on in Dallas, Texas on this coming Saturday, June the 18th. But if you are not in this location, you're going to miss a treat. You're going to miss an opportunity not only to just connect with other women, you're going to miss an opportunity to change your life. Because I know Leslie's just like me. We're praying for your breakthrough. We're praying that when you leave here, you will not be the same woman that walked through the door. So, Leslie, you have any closing remarks that you want to give to them?
Yes, I would say my closing remarks would be for you to just get there. I think a lot of times we miss out on awesome things for our lives because we won't just do it. You know, whether it be you coming to my event or coming to someone else's this weekend, just get to something that's going to change the atmosphere and change the mindset of your life. Just do it. Just get up, get dressed. Don't make excuses. And just come.
Yes.
Just come. That's my closing remark.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you guys, I am so excited. I put the Eventbrite on the show notes. I put everything that you need to get there. Get your free ticket. It closes on Wednesday. And I know you will be blessed, you guys. No doubt in my mind that you're coming to hear some powerful women, you guys. And we are all there to just help one another. So I am so thankful, Leslie, that we had a chance to talk. I am going to push this out all over social media. So all of my people that I know and everybody, and I'm going to send you the link so you can push it as well. And we hope to have a wonderful group that will be bonded together and just do what we need to do to change lives. Definitely, definitely. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much. And this is Cheryl Jones with the Love and Heart Movement Radio Show, spotlighting Leslie Wright. And we are looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. Thank you. Bye-bye.